Well, that's a good thought to share right before you get up to preach, isn't it? I love the Bible story we read together this morning. In fact, it's one of my very favorites. If you ever offered me the opportunity, as all of us have thought about, to go back to some particular time in Scripture and to be a witness to what was happening at that time, all of us would choose different times. Some people might want to be there at the crucifixion of Jesus. Some might want to be there at the trial of Stephen. Some might want to see Paul as he stood and gave his testimony before Agrippa. But you know, if I had a chance to go back in Scripture and to be witness to a moment that took place in the Gospels, I would love to be at the moment we read together this morning. As Jesus is before a crowd of people, as he's teaching, as he's sharing with people, as he's talking to folks about their needs, as he is healing and doing the divine work that Jesus did, and all of a sudden, here comes this group of parents, and they all have one thing on their mind: I want my children to meet the Savior. I want my children to meet Jesus. And they're trying to push their way to the front, and as they get to the front, the disciples spot them, and the disciples move over to head them off, because they need to explain to these folks that Jesus is an important man, that Jesus is doing important work, that Jesus can't be bothered with them and their children, and they just need to turn around and go away. And I love what the Bible says about how Jesus responded to all of that. When he saw what his men were doing, as he heard what they were saying, it doesn't say he said to his men, "Tut, tut, tut. There's always time for a child." Instead, the Bible says he was greatly displeased. In other words, Jesus turned around, looked at his disciples, and said to them, "What in the world do you think you're doing? Why are you telling these people to leave? What do you think I'm all about here? Let those children in." And then that amazing description of Jesus and the children. And he took them up in his arms. He laid his hands on them. And he blessed them. Today we're going to begin a new series. Across the course of this year, we've been talking about if Jesus is Lord. Over these past few weeks, we've been talking about what it means to live in the shadow of the cross if Jesus is Lord. Today, we're going to come to a new series, and for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to be talking about this subject. If Jesus is Lord, I want him to bless my home. If Jesus is Lord, then I want my family to be under his headship. If Jesus is Lord, then I want to make sure that he blesses my wife, my husband, my children, my home, if Jesus is Lord. And it's good to know as we begin that because of this passage and others, there's no doubt how Jesus felt about families. He thought they were beyond value. Today, we love our own families just like people did in Jesus' day. As we were reading that passage together, maybe those of you with children can imagine being exactly that place. I heard Jesus is going to be in town. I want to make sure that my kids get to meet him. I want to get them as close to him as I can. In fact, I really want Jesus to bless my family. We love our families. Our greatest treasure is our marriage. We want our wife, our husband, to know that nobody is more important to us than they are. Our greatest commitment is to our children. We are willing to go to the limit to take care of our families. We will go where we need to go. We will do what we need to do. We will spend what we need to spend. We will invest in whatever we need to invest in. We want to make sure that intellectually and socially and emotionally that we are doing everything we can to make sure our kids understand how precious they are. And all of those things are vital, but none are more important than the most important thing you can do, which is to provide for your family spiritually. To lead them to Jesus, just like those parents did so long ago. That story we read together out of Mark, that's not just a story for a long time ago. That's about right here and right now. And so we're going to be talking about what it means to ask Jesus to bless our homes. Because that's what Jesus did for those children that were brought. The Bible says he took them in his arms, he laid his hands on them, and he blessed them. He blessed them. We were reminded a few moments ago that that's a word that's fairly common in our world today. Somebody sneezes in a crowd, you don't have to know who they are. You don't have to understand their condition. You don't need to know whether they're dealing with a real physical need. Somebody sneezes, what do you say? Bless you. You gather around the table, you say, let's hold hands, let's say a blessing. You check out at a store these days, and odds are that salesperson may give you your receipt and say to you what? Have a blessed day. A friend told me one time that being a Southerner meant you can say anything you want to about anybody as long as when you finish up, you end up by saying, bless their hearts. That person has to be the dumbest human being I have ever crossed paths with. Bless their hearts. You can't trust a word that comes out of his mouth. Bless his heart. That has to be the ugliest dress I have ever seen on another human being. Bless her heart. It works, doesn't it? Do not walk past me at that door this morning and say, I heard your message. Bless your heart. And all of these things are good things to do, but none of them come close to the biblical meaning of the blessing. In the Bible, a blessing was something that you bestowed upon somebody. When you gave someone a blessing, it was something with real weight that made something happen, that brought about transformation in their lives. You didn't give a blessing casually. In fact, in the Bible, the understanding was the blessing you had was the greatest thing you had to give to another human being. And I want us to talk together about the blessings as God wants us to do this in our home. You see, when Mark described Jesus blessing the children, he